KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap some Saturday high school softball action around the area first. Nottoway Valley hosting a tournament on Saturday. AHSTW, a winner over Orient Maxburg, 15-2. It was Riverside over Coon Rapids Bayard, 12-2. Grandview Christian beating Earlham, 4-3. Cam in 8 innings over Nottoway Valley, 5-4. Earlham beat Nottoway Valley, 8-0. AHSTW topping Riverside, 9-0. Grandview Christian over AHSTW, 8-7. It was Nottoway Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard, 9-3. And Coon Rapids Bayard beating Orient Maxburg by a 9-3 final. Also at the Bedford tournament on Saturday, Griswold defeating East Mills 15-3. Bedford over East Mills 12-0. Stanton beat Lamoni 5-1. Sydney over Lamoni 10-8. Bedford over Griswold 7-0. And Sydney a 12-6 winner over Stanton. At the Fremont Mills tourney on Saturday, Fremont Mills beat Tri-Center 8-1. East Union over Southwest Valley 9-6. East Union beat Fremont Mills 11-0. Southwest Valley over Tri-Center by a 10-8 final. Also at the Missouri Valley Tournament, it was West Harrison over Mo Valley 9-1, and Mo Valley beating Thomas Jefferson 6-4. In non-conference play over the weekend, in other action, Kemper Catholic beat IKM Manning 14-2. It was Sioux City East, or rather East Sac County over Arweva 11-1, and Shenandoah beating Essex by an 8-4 final on Saturday. Also, some Saturday baseball play in Pride of Iowa Conference action, Central Decatur beating Nottoway Valley 7-6. Also in other action around the area, Underwood beat Carlisle 7-5. Carlisle came back to beat Underwood 10-5 in game number two. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Southwest Valley 15-5. Southeast Valley beat Southwest Valley 11-1. Also, it was Kemper Catholic over Pocahontas Area 12-2. Kemper Catholic beating Carroll 13-6. Shenandoah downing Essex 23-1. Sioux City East edging Lewis Central by a 4-3 final Saturday in boys baseball play. Round two at Pocono went to Denny Hamlin. Hamlin seized the spotlight, specifically in victory lane when Pocono had to set up lights after the race ended in dark. Hamlin topped Kevin Harvick on Sunday night to win the second cup race of the weekend at Pocono Raceway and flipped the result of the opener. The 1-2 finish out of each driver is a clear sign. Two of the best drivers in the game are poised again to make a championship push. Brandon Jones took home a trophy and sent a car to the scrap heap in about an hour at Pocono. Jones won Sunday's Truck Series before wrecking on the first lap of the Xfinity Series race. Pocono became the first track to hold a Truck, Xfinity, and Cup race all on the same day. Well, the owner of a North Carolina racetrack said he has faced death threats, lost employees, and seen all but two of his sponsors evaporate amid the backlash over his social media post invoking the noose found in the garage stall of black NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. Mike Falp, who owns the half-mile dirt track 311 Speedway in Stokes County, told the News and Record that he knew his troubles from what he described as a joke were self-inflicted. Falp's post advertised Bubba rope for sale on Facebook Marketplace the day after an FBI investigation determined the noose found at the Talladega Super Speedway garage had been there since at least October and was a coincidence and not a hate crime. Falp's told the newspaper that he's responsible for trying to make some jokes and said he's not a racist. Falp said he'd been getting death threats and received messages threatening his family. He said seven of his workers also had quit. Well, Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship on Sunday to end a long drought and extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. Johnson closed with a 3-under par 67 for a one-stroke victory over Kevin Streelman at the fan-free TPC River Highlands course. Johnson last won in Mexico City in March of 2019. Johnson said it was a long time between wins and he wants to keep his streak going. Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus each won in 17 consecutive years. Mackenzie Hughes, who shot a first-round 60, had a 67 to tie for third with 23-year-old Will Gordon at 17 under par. Gordon, who has no status on either the PGA Tour, finished just enough to earn him a special temporary card and unlimited exemptions for the rest of the season. There were seven COVID-19-related withdrawals from the Connecticut event, with two positive tests among players. Cameron Champ withdrew on Tuesday, and Danny McCarthy had a positive test on Friday. Dylan Fratelli became the fourth PGA Tour player to test positive for the coronavirus and had to withdraw from Rocket Mortgage Classic next week in Detroit. Fratelli missed the cut at the Travelers Championship, playing the opening two rounds with Ian Poulter and JT Poston. The South African player took a saliva test so he could take the tour's charter to Detroit, and the result came back positive on Sunday. Fratelli said he's experiencing no issues and feels great physically. After conducting contact tracing, the tour said its medical advisors are not recommending additional testing at this time. Four players and two caddies have tested positive for the coronavirus since the tour returned to competition 3 weeks ago, with tournaments in Fort Worth, Texas, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, and Connecticut. Nick Watney received a positive test before his second round at Hilton Head, while Cameron Champ tested positive before the Travelers Championship and Denny McCarthy after his first round at the TPC River Highlands. Well, the New England Patriots have reached an agreement with free agent quarterback Cam Newton, bringing in the 2015 NFL Most Valuable Player to help the team move on from three-time MVP Tom Brady. A source tells the Associated Press that the one-year deal is worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. That signing was first reported by ESPN. The Patriots had been heading to training camp with 2019 fourth-round draft choice Jarrett Stidham as the heir apparent to Brady, who led the team to six Super Bowl championships since 2001, but signed with Tampa Bay this offseason. Stidham appeared in three games last season, completing two passes for 14 yards with one interception. The Panthers released Newton on March 24th following nine seasons, a move that saved the team $19.1 million under the NFL salary cap. The 31-year-old Newton was the number one overall pick in the 2011 draft after leading Auburn to a national championship and winning the Heisman Trophy. The New England Patriots have been fined $1.1 million by the NFL for inappropriately filming the Cincinnati Bengals sideline during a game last season. On Sunday, the league also took away a third-round pick in the 2021 draft. Also, the team's production crew will not be allowed to shoot any games in the 2020 season. ESPN first reported the penalties. NFL spokesman Michael Signora confirmed the discipline to the Associated Press. The filming occurred at the Bengals game at Cleveland on December 8th of last season. The Bengals hosted the Patriots the following week and lost 34-13. When the taping became known last season, the team said at the time a three-person crew producing a web series titled Do Your Job inappropriately filmed the field from the press box as part of a feature on the scouting department. At the time, Patriots coach Bill Belichick said neither he nor his coaching staff had watched any of that video footage. Former Washington Redskins assistant coach Joe Bugel has died. Bugel was the architect of the Hogs, the dominant offensive lines that helped lead the team to three Super Bowls under Hall of Fame head coach Joe Gibbs. He was regarded as one of the best offensive line coaches in NFL history. In addition to his two stints as an assistant with Washington, he was also a head coach of the Phoenix Cardinals and the Oakland Raiders and an assistant with the Chargers. The Redskins announced that Bugel died Sunday at the age of 80. No cause of death was given. USA Football has developed a phased approach for the return of youth football this year. The plan is based on phased reopening guidelines from the CDC. The governing body for the sport in this country advises youth leagues to consult their city or county health departments to determine which CDC phase their community is in. That step begins a youth program's local reopening procedure during the coronavirus pandemic. From there, those youth leagues are advised to consult with local school systems to share information and resources. Kansas State football players say they will boycott all team activities until administrators create a policy that would allow a student to be expelled for openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions. The move that most players announced Saturday on social media follows a tweet by a student about the death of George Floyd that prompted outrage on campus. Jaden McNeil mocked Floyd's death in a tweet Thursday, 1 month after the black man died after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee on the neck for nearly 8 minutes. McNeil is the founder of a group called America First Students and has been criticized for his past comments on the Black Lives Matter movement. University officials have said they are exploring their options for action. Well, the Los Angeles Clippers have signed free agent Joakim Noah to a new contract for the rest of the season, 3 months after he first signed a 10-day deal with the team. The two-time All-Star averaged 7 points, almost six rebounds, and two assists in 42 games for Memphis last season. Noah originally signed with the Clippers on March 9th, 2 days before the NBA put its season on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic. The 35-year-old center was the 2014 Defensive Player of the Year. Noah provides the Clippers with playoff experience and additional depth at the position. Noah's 12 years in the NBA also includes stints with Chicago and the New York Knicks. And the U.S. Open is returning to NBC starting this year at Wingfoot after Fox Sports had asked to end its 12-year contract with the USGA. That's according to multiple people who spoke with the Associated Press. Three people with direct knowledge of the change say it came together in the last 2 weeks. They spoke on the condition of anonymity because the deal has not been announced. An announcement was expected today. The U.S. Open, originally scheduled to be played last week, was postponed to September 17th through the 20th at Winged Foot in New York when the COVID-19 pandemic let no golf tournaments for 3 months. NBC televised the U.S. Open from 1995 until the USGA signed a 12-year deal with Fox Sports that began in 2015. One person said Comcast-owned NBC would pick up the final 7 years of the contract through 2026. The change means that NBC will have the U.S. Open and the British Open, along with three World Golf Championships, the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, and the FedEx Cup playoffs every other year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.